Today is Tuesday, September 1st, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Forgiveness Day. It's also National No Rhyme Nor Reason Day. It's National Hotel Employee Day, National Chicken Boy Day. And last but not least, it's National Burnt Ends Day. So if you like burnt pieces of meat, go ahead and have some burnt ends and celebrate, and everything will be okay. So I've been working on Pride48.com and doing a lot of work there because now that I'm learning how to do, I just hit my microphone. Oh, well. Now that I'm learning to do all of the coding and everything with AI and other things as well, not just coding, a lot of mostly computer related stuff. I did have it help me with some shopping the other day. But anyway, now that I'm trying to brush up on my skills and get as good as I can, I'm trying to do as many of these projects that have kind of backed up that I wanted to do, but I didn't do, like an update to the Pride 48 website, because I wanted to, it had old stuff on it that was no longer not valid, but it was just old. It had stuff about old events that we did and stuff like that. And so I wanted to redo the page, and it had been needing a little refresh for quite a while. So I worked with Alice, with my AI, and we came up with a new design and implemented the new design and everything. But now, we've mentioned several times on the show that we wanted to archive shows that no longer exist. Maybe for podcasters who don't want to pay the bills of archiving their show after they ended, or podcasters who are no longer with us, like Archer. And we wanted to make that be a service that we offer, you know, for anyone who wanted to archive their show and didn't want to keep up their own website. And Archer passed away a couple of years ago. And so we thought, you know, we'll start with that. We'll archive that. So I've been building this feature to archive shows to upload from Google Drive or other places, the shows. And so I've been working on that. And Lamont Cranston had all of them, but he tried to upload them, and for whatever reason, at some point he started getting an error that it was out of memory. And so I don't know, because I have 2 terabytes of memory on my Google Drive, but I don't know, when you're uploading something for someone into a shared folder, I don't know if you need to also have that same amount of space in your drive. Because he got some out of memory error, which is weird because I had plenty of memory. So I'm not really sure what the rules are on that. But at the same time, I had messaged Moose P and I said, hey, Moose, he archives a lot of podcasts. And so I said, hey, do you have the old Archer radio episodes? And he had a disc with them on there. And so anyway, he's now uploading as well. So between the two of them, hopefully I'll get all of the episodes. I'm working on getting the first batch up now. And once it's up, then I'll do the next batch, or once Moose uploads them, because I just messaged him today. So anyway, we had a weekend, and I know I talked about a little bit of the weekend already. It's interesting that Greetings From Nowhere is showing that they have not put out a show in a while, because I'm pretty sure that they do have one called Nowhere News. Maybe they stopped doing Greetings From Nowhere, but they still do Nowhere News. I'm not sure. But that's weird. Anyway, so I've been uploading Archer. So we did have a weekend, and I talked about a little bit of it. Like I said, Saturday was haircut, and nothing really happened. We drove there, got my haircut, drove back. Everything was hunky-dory. I liked my haircut, so everything, you know, was fine. And then on Sunday, got up, went to church, did two services And that went fine. The orchestra is now all sitting on one side of the platform. We used to sit brass and percussion on one side and woodwinds on the other side. But now we sit all on the same side. So it's getting very crowded on that one side. But everything went fine. I think eventually if we get too many people in the orchestra, we're going to have to start rotating where we have like a, there's a 9 o'clock service and a 10:30 service. So we may have to start doing it where we have a 9 o'clock orchestra and a 10:30 orchestra because we have so many people in the orchestra and we're running out of room and we have too many instruments per part, which is a good problem to have. It's a really good problem to have. So anyway, I did that, came home and I cooked. I bought some lo mein. Well, I bought some P.F. Chang frozen microwave dinners for like two servings, which are perfect for Mark and I because there are two of us. And so I had bought those. So instead of going to get fast food for lunch, because I was a little bit tired of restaurant and fast food food because I've been traveling so much. So I cooked. It was chicken lo mein. I thought it was really good, especially for a frozen thing. I think Mark liked it, but he has this weird thing where he's like, oh, this is very savory. And then he has to have rice. If something is too savory, and I'm not even sure whether he means too salty or whether he means the umami flavor that you get from savory. But anyway, he needed rice. It was weird because it's lo mein, so it already had noodles with it. He had some leftover rice in the refrigerator, so he went and warmed up some leftover rice and mixed it with his. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Now I don't know if I should buy it again because I don't know if it was too, air quote, savory for him. So I just need to ask him, I guess, if it was okay. Because normally you don't make rice with something that has noodles in it, you know. Maybe there just weren't enough noodles, so maybe if I buy it, I buy more noodles and make extra, say, ramen noodles or something to serve with it. I'm not really sure. So anyway, I did that, and then we had just kind of a normal evening. I edited the gay mix. I recorded an episode of this show, put that out, and I worked on my project, which right now is Pride 48. I still have QCast, which is my podcasting application that I built, but I just to kind of, you know, so I don't get bored, I went over to working on pride48.com. And there are a couple of things I want to do on mixminuspodcast.com and geekygay.com as well. Mainly back-end stuff, because I already redid the design on both of them, but I want to create some tasks where I want to create GitHub repositories for both of them, which is just, it's a way of storing your code for different things. So I want to create projects or repositories for both of them. And then I want to create a project in ChatGPT that downloads and clones that so that when I want to work on them, I can work on them from any computer that I want to, basically. I mean, I could anyway, but just make it easier. So I want to do that. But anyway, I've been working on Pride 48 and I told you guys about the project that I'm working on there. And then on Monday, this is the thing about Monday. I had planned to go and do my global entry because we're going to Berlin and Mark has global entry. So every time we go overseas, every time we go outside of the US, which is usually at least once a year, it'll be two times this year, but it's usually at least once a year. When he comes back, he's able to just go through this really short line because he has global entry. And I don't even think he has to talk to a person. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do that as well. So I went online, I found the stuff, I paid for it, but you have to have an interview. So Monday was supposed to be my interview. And you're picking up on this when you hear going to be my interview. So I had set my interview for Monday. Monday morning, I was all ready. I got up about 7:45, got my shower, everything, got in the car. I was ready to go. Got my podcast ready, YouTube, whatever, so that I could keep myself company while I was on the way, and drove 1 hour, then 2 hours, then 3 hours. And then for some reason, some podcast I was listening to or something made me think of passport. And so I thought, I wonder if I needed anything other than a driver's license for this appointment. And how stupid, why didn't I think of this before I left? So I called Mark. I was still driving. I'm like, hey, did you need anything other than a driver's license? He's like, I'm pretty sure you need a passport. So we looked, and sure enough, needed a passport. So I had to turn around, drive back. I drove 6 hours on Monday for nothing. Now, luckily, I was able to reschedule it to Friday, so I'm going to have another long drive on Friday. Ugh. At least I'll get it done. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.